Time now to listen in on StoryCorps Griot. This initiative records the stories of African Americans all across the country. So far, StoryCorps Griot has collected nearly 2,000 conversations between friends and family, everyday people talking about their lives. Today, memories from a disc jockey in Memphis. In the late 1960s and early 70s, Herb Nealon spun records at WDIA, the first radio station in America programmed entirely by African Americans for African Americans. Recently, Nealon came to StoryCorps in Memphis with his sons, Martavius Jones and Herb Jr., to remember his days on the air.
Well, we were just playing music to entertain you. But, man, we were doing something for the community. Well, a mother called and said, "Little Johnny got home his dog." I'd ask her, "What does he have on?" A white T-shirt and some blue jeans. I'd get right there on there. I said, "Look, Johnny's out there and his mama done called." I said, "He got on a white shirt, blue jeans. If you see him, take him home, because he going to get it when he get home, but you better get him now." And people would do that. Man, it made everything that I was doing, those little things made it worthwhile. We knew we were doing something to change the community, and they knew we cared. And we could ask them for anything in the world. They would respond. As a matter of fact, when Dr. King was assassinated here, I was on the air. Mm. Oh, man, we had to be the voice of the community and urge them and beg them not to do nothing, no burning, no looting. And it was just, in a way, as Magnificent Montague in L.A. said, his slogan was, "Burn, baby, burn." And I started to say that on there because I was disappointed. Mm-hmm. I was hurt,
yeah, man.
Tears in my eyes. But I thought about it, and I said, no. I said, the only thing that would cause more of us to get killed.
Mm-hmm.
Memphis didn't light a match.
One of the few major cities that didn't have anything.
None at all. And all over the country, you know, Chicago, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it was devastation.
Mm. Well, now, what you got to do before we sign off, you got to do what you used to do when you went out there.
Oh, okay. I used to hear my show, "Nature is the beauty of this earth. Love is the beauty of mankind. Whatever you do, we want you to do it good. If it's the Lord's will and the creek don't rise, I'll see you tomorrow at 3 on the other side. And remember, y'all help me, that I am your leader." Later on, Black on Be Free.
That was great.
Herb Nealon with his sons Martavius Jones and Herb Nealon Jr. in Memphis. You can record your Griot interview at any StoryCorps booth across the country. All the Griot Initiative recordings are archived at the Library of Congress. A copy of each interview will also go to the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C. You can hear more interviews at nprnewsandnotes.org.
Funding for StoryCorps Griot comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
That's our show for today. Thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, we bring you the second day of our coverage from Atlanta, plus a News and Notes First, a town hall broadcast in front of a live studio audience. Among other things, we'll take a look at how hip-hop generation voters could bring the heat in the 2008 election.